You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Now, the decision by one supermarket chain to put an end to $1 a litre discount milk has been widely welcomed, but it hasn't changed the situation facing some of the region's remaining dairy farming families. On the Atherton Tableland, the number of dairy farmers in the past two decades has plummeted from 175 to only 50. There's something like only 350 farmers left in Queensland. As seasonal and market challenges continue, and with ongoing uncertainty around the ownership of the Malanda Milk Factory, there are generational dairy families having difficult conversations about their farming future. Henry Bevan and his wife Anna and six-month-old Bailey are one of them. Charlie McKillop sat down at their kitchen table and asked them about their outlook.
Yeah, well, it was only 6 weeks ago we were really crying out for some rain, and 6 weeks on we'd seen enough of it. And with commodity prices going through the roof now, a flow-on effect from the drought down south, makes for challenging times trying to do budgets and forecasts for the year ahead, and trying to keep our head above water and still keep milk coming out of the cows as well.
How important is that corn crop that I can see over my shoulder here? That's something new for Bevendale?
Yeah, so we thought we'd give it a go this year. Our neighbour grows most of our silage for us. We thought we'd just grow a little bit extra this year to try and shore up our future for when it does get dry again. It's going gangbusters at the moment with the rain and now a bit of sunshine on it, so hopefully we can get it through unscathed. I guess that silage crop we've got growing there now is part of that, just trying to diversify a little bit and make ourselves less reliant on outside parties for feed and other things that we could potentially grow ourselves, and that's something that we're looking at short term. Hopefully we can make a bit of progress in that field going forward.
And for those that are listening, they could probably hear the sixth generation Bailey Bevan coming along in your footsteps. How much has that changed your perspective, having a little girl of your own?
Yes, definitely puts life into perspective, and I guess you don't really appreciate what other parents feel until you actually have one of your own. And I'm very lucky to be able to go home and see her every morning, every night, and yeah, just take my mind off whatever has gone wrong the day on the farm, which is good.
What about the uncertainty, I guess, that are facing you and all dairy farmers, suppliers at the moment, knowing that the owner of your factory, Lion, has signalled that they are trying to offload the beverage, drink and beverage component of that company? Where does that leave you?
Well, I don't know if I share this sentiment with many other farmers, but I don't think it could be any worse than it's been the last few years. I don't know where it's going to end up or how it's going to go or if it sells, but hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel, because the last 3 to 5 years have been pretty tough for us as farmers, and just going milk check to milk check hasn't been a lot of fun, and hopefully we can start to pick up whichever way it goes.
You've just highlighted the fact that a lot of the challenges that face dairy farmers, they're not of their own making. The pricing structure that you work in, the seasonal conditions that you work within. How do you feel as a, not as young as when I first met you, but a young dairy farmer looking to try and secure the future for you and your family on this farm?
We're having the conversation between ourselves at home now that something really has to change pretty quickly for us to continue going the way we are. We are looking at diversifying into a few different things, and if we have to put up with this price for the next year or 2 years, I don't think we'll be here milking cows anymore.
And how hard is that for you to say as a fifth-generation dairy farmer?
Yeah, that's not the situation I want to be in at all. You know, growing up here, I wouldn't be doing anything different, and I would like nothing more to stay here and raise my family the way I was raised. But if we have to make that decision to get out, then we will do that, because we're not going to just lose money the way we have been the last few years.
My name's Anna Bevan, and we're up at Bevendale Holsteins in Raventoe. I think the best part for me is the environment that it provides for my family, being able to have Henry around, being able to watch Bailey grow up in this family situation, and having her extended family so close with aunts and uncles just across the road, and obviously Poppy is right there. So, yeah, we're just really lucky to be able to grow up as one big family unit.
speaking of across the road, there's also the dairy just over there. Your husband spends a fair bit of his time in it at all sorts of hours that aren't necessarily that family friendly. How do you manage the work-life balance here at Bevendale?
Well, I'm pretty fortunate. I don't have to spend much time in the dairy. I get to go there by choice. And so Bailey and I have just started spending afternoons in the dairy with Henry. And besides that, we try to tag along as much as possible when it's appropriate out on the farm, and finding a way for me to be able to be involved. Yeah, it's still a bit of a balancing act.
I asked you about the best bits. What are the hardest parts?
I think probably the biggest thing I struggle with is just the time spent away from the farm is minimal. I would love to go on holidays and take Bailey to see, and future children to see, the rest of Australia and, you know, have those memories together. So I think that's just the hard thing, is finding that balance between giving everything we can to the farm until it becomes negative and we start to lose out just on the time we have to spend together. So yeah, probably the hardest thing is finding that work-life balance for Henry. Like, obviously he'd spend 24 hours a day working if he could. Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to look to a future that's uncertain, especially with a little one that's relying on us. It weighs very heavily on both our minds. So I think that's probably where a lot of the diversification talk has come from, that we're not comfortable relying just on the dairy industry anymore. It's not a solid basis to build our family around. And that's really sad. So just trying to find another way that we can raise our family in this same beautiful lifestyle. It's hard, but yeah, we'll see.
Big questions for a young family. That's Anna and Henry Bevan and baby Bailey in the background, giving a generously personal insight into some of the difficult conversations being had around kitchen tables on dairy farms across Australia. You could say they are in the Atherton Tableland, though. And milk processor for that part of the world, Lion, owned by global beer company Kirin, is expected to update its suppliers about where it's at with the sale of the drinks and dairy part of that business, including the Melanda Milk Factory, next month.